It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today. At the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth, Citizens Bank Park, for the Phillies home opener. And Hugh, we got some company in here.
We're deep up in this thing.
Yeah, I feel like we're in a clown car right now. It's packed in here.
Who are you calling a clown?
Well, all of us. Welcome back. So, Midday Show, now joined by the afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz with us for the next hour plus as we get ready for the home opener. How are we doing, guys? Ike?
What's up, fellas?
What up, mate?
What's going on?
Well, listen, it's opening day. Home opener, I should say. Home opener. And listen, a wonderful day out here. The crowd has shown up. Well, I guess nobody had work or school today. Is this some type of holiday?
I said the same thing, but when I said it, I was being a bad guy. Why are all these damn kids in school?
Nobody goes to school. Nobody goes to work on Mondays anymore. Nobody goes to work on Fridays anymore. So getting the kids out of school is no big deal.
Wait a minute, but isn't there, like, in Philadelphia, like, you miss so many days, you might not graduate.
Yeah, but you bake in home opener here. Yeah, that doesn't
okay,
count.
My bad. I didn't know.
Excused absence.
I will say, I don't see a lot of teenagers here. I see a lot of young kids with their dads.
Well, teenagers too busy on their apps and the TikTok or whatever.
Here.
They don't go outside.
Yeah, we can't have that.
I will say
this.
Well,
the weather looks like it's going to hold off, so we're going to get some baseball today.
And coming off a great weekend, listen, they get 2 out of 3 in Washington.
Just 2 out of 3.
They come back here. Great way to get Sanchez on the mound today. Got the Rockies in. This feels like a festive day.
It does. Well, and they get to play a bad team.
Let's not ruin it by losing a baseball game today.
I agree. This feels like a day
we should be celebrating and having a good time today.
I agree. Jackie Baseball, how we doing?
Good. I can't stop thinking about Jesus Luzardo. I was thinking about him at 11:45 last night. Last thing I was thinking about before I went to bed.
He did look good.
11 strikeouts in 5 innings. Are you kidding me?
Here it is, Gio.
Yeah. Well, hold on. That's a good photo. Here's what happened. Sometimes when I put Walker asleep, yeah, I fall asleep. So I really took like a 30-minute nap, so I was wide awake. And I rewatched a lot of the games over the weekend because, you know.
Did you rewatch Saturday's game?
Yeah, I rewatched Jesus' start.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
The sweeper.
Yeah. It's a bullet slider.
It's a good pitch.
Yeah. Let's get excited.
Spike, biggest takeaway from the first weekend?
They got to ban the torpedo bats.
I know. I was waiting.
Yeah, they got to ban the torpedo bats.
Get him
well, why?
First.
They got to ban it because if it is doing what they're saying it's doing, it's going to ruin baseball. We can't have 7 home runs every game. Let's be adults about this. Like, if it really does work, first of all, every team's got to get the torpedo bats first. But the second thing that's got to happen is Manfred's got to be an adult, look and say, oh, you figured out a rule we didn't think we didn't have a rule against this. We should have had.
get rid of the torpedo bat.
So I don't think they could do it this year, though. I think the cat's out of the bag for the season.
Why not?
Uh-oh. Because they already,
it's their league.
But they already legalized them. They let the Yankees do it.
Right. They can make it illegal.
They could, but I don't know how they could based on the – like, the bats are not breaking any rules.
Yeah, it'd almost be like trying to ban the tush push in the middle of the season.
Right. I think we're in for the torpedo bat season.
Well, then, torpedo bat season?
I'm in.
Well, then everything that happens during this season, we're all going to look back on it and say
it's BS. Yeah.
But wasn't the steroid
era fun? Are you putting an asterisk on anything that happens this year?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
It's just been
this will be the perfect year we win, too.
What's that?
Yeah.
It's just been 3 days.
How many of the home runs the Yankees have in 3 games? 15 home runs?
Judge didn't even use it.
That was crazy.
He says. But Judge doesn't need it.
He says. You can see the bat.
Well, all right. But Judge doesn't need it. It's not. It's like steroids, right? Yeah. It's not about the Barry Bonds. It's about the Brady Andersons.
That dude could be up there hitting with a tennis racket. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Right. Well, then we're going to have to get on the record. Are we all in on torpedo bats? Spikes
out.
Spikes out.
Out.
I'm in.
It's ridiculous.
Listen.
Ike?
Chicks dig the long ball.
Say
I'm
it
in.
Again.
Well,
you know,
our callers don't dig the long ball. They want small ball.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. I'm in on torpedo bats.
We say we want small ball until...
You see small ball?
Until you actually have to witness
it. Oh, nice bunt. Way to move the runner over. It's gross.
Jack,
it's gross.
Where you at? Are you in?
No, I'm in. Harper, Bohm, Stott, Marsh
put them all.
Are going for the torpedo bat.
Oh, they put their order in?
I believe so.
Oh, see, now we're talking.
I love it.
See, the only issue is...
It didn't even take a whole month.
Yeah.
Before, 3 days.
I thought it was...
It took one week.
You know what I mean? It blew my timeline up, and I was like, wow. And this, it's not nothing new. They were using them last year.
They look like softball bats.
Yeah, hey, a little bit. That's what Joe said.
They look like the wiffle ball bats that you were looking thicker in the middle.
With the big, like, the part in the middle. All right, so there is one downside, though. Aaron Nola might give up more home runs than any pitcher in the history of baseball.
They got to adjust, man.
I don't know if he can. He gave up two yesterday.
He pitches to contact, man.
I didn't know. He led the National League in home runs allowed last year. He did a better job with it, not allowing the three-run shots.
A lot of them were solos, though.
A lot of save. Hey, we live with solo shots.
Yeah. Listen, yesterday was not a good day.
It was fine.
Thus, my tweets did not go out yesterday with Knowles on the mound.
You had him locked up. You had him locked and loaded.
Well, I was quiet. I was quiet, though. Yeah,
until that fourth inning rolled around.
Looking good for a while. I was trying to wait until we got through the sixth inning before I tweeted anything. We didn't make it to the sixth inning.
No, we didn't. Aaron Nola had a tough
day. That was a tough one yesterday.
But look, I think two out of three, like
two
you said, that's
three.
It was overall good weekend. And Jack, to your point, I don't know if I'd watched it three times, but Lizardo looked good on Saturday.
He did. Now, he's got to work on being more efficient. Like, it was 5 innings, 11 strikeouts, which is great, but you'd like to see that extended to 7 innings, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, for the first outing.
Yeah, why quibble?
A month from now, I think you're going to see a different pitcher. It was a good first start. It was a good first start.
Also, he had a back injury last year. They don't have to push him early.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't
allowed.
Well, he
had the same 95 pitches that the other guys had.
Now, he might be Snell and Cease, who, like, strike out a ton of guys but only go 5 innings.
That's fine.
But it's still a high-quality pitcher.
I agree. I don't think
you like
they
that ball talk?
I don't think they need to push him.
Listen, I know 11 strikeouts in 5 innings ain't good. So, yeah, that just means he threw a lot of pitches.
Were they productive strikeouts?
They were not. Not like the Phillies strikeouts on Thursday. They were productive strikeouts.
Productive strikeouts.
Don't you agree?
Well, I thought they had better at-bats, but the strikeouts themselves weren't productive.
Well, they were in that they got the starter out of the game sooner.
All right.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say productive strikeouts.
19 of them.
It's called a play on words.
I wanted to see the Phillies have a different approach. They had a different approach
strike
Thursday.
Strike out more.
No. Look at – they weren't embarrassing strikeouts.
Yeah, I agree.
When the Phillies are striking out in their worst way – it's horrible
striking
to watch.
Out 19 times is embarrassing. I don't care how good
there has been strikeouts on pitches out of the
Joe
strike
said,
zone.
It was some good strikeouts because they were swingable pitches.
Yeah, they were good pitches. They just missed them.
And they couldn't see.
I guess I said right. It was swingable. It was swing out of the zone.
I can't forget about the shadows.
The shadows, too. It's real. The only guy.
And the glare in center field.
The only guy that really looked like he chased was Stott, and Stott isn't a guy that I'm going to worry about chasing the rest of the year. I hope they stay committed
Saturday.
To it.
What's good, that? I say he looked good
he
Saturday.
He did look good Saturday. So did Marsh, by the way.
Yeah. Marsh had a big bounce back.
He did.
Are we worried about the fact that they didn't hit either lefty starter and they hit everybody else? It feels like teams are going to throw lefties at them.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Well, it's no problem. JT's going to end up hitting 25 home runs this year, right?
Yeah, at least he's batting fifth.
Yeah. Well, he's hitting third today.
No, I know. The full lineup's out.
Oh, is the lineup?
He's batting fifth.
Yeah. No Trey again.
No.
And
are we having a little concern about the Trey?
I was going to say, is that serious or no?
What's his back? How could it not be serious?
He said it started as a hip.
Oh, yeah. What'd you hurt your back this weekend?
I did hurt my back, but I'm just saying, in general, when your back is a problem, it doesn't just go away.
Especially if you're lifting 14 gallons.
Exactly. Wow. Especially if there's push-ups on the record on Monday.
I'll do the push-ups even with the injured back, if you want me.
Rumor is somebody wants somebody fake the injury to get out of.
First of all,
I didn't fake any injury.
Let me say this.
Yeah,
I should have known something was up because Spike been ice grilling me for like the whole time. I didn't know we were supposed to do push-ups today.
Well, that's the other thing. We didn't really promote it all that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know. Oh, okay. I wasn't prepared. But you know, now you messed up because now I know. Now I will be prepared.
You don't know when we're going to spring it on you, bro.
You probably had a chance. Now you ain't got one. Because I'm going to be ready next time.
Well, you think you're going to out-push up me? There's no chance.
Don't let the pride kick in. Get
I'll do it right now with the injury.
See, that's what I'm saying. Don't let the pride kick in, Spike. Don't do that.
He's not going to get up off the ground.
Don't do that. Don't let the pride kick in and get you embarrassed out here in front of all.
Why did you try to pick up a 14-gallon shop vac?
Because
he was doing it for the dogs. I saw the post.
No, that's a different dog thing. The dog thing's different. I have water. The new house I bought, there was water in the basement. Okay. I got frustrated.
Baby, you bought a house that had water in the basement?
It didn't have water when I bought it, brother.
That's why I waited to get a house.
Yep.
Sight unseen.
So I went and I. It wasn't
money.
Sight unseen.
You got money. You got bread. Breaking bread like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you know me. So there was water. I went and I bought a shop vac. I filled up the shop vac. I didn't account for how many pounds 14 gallons of water.
It feels very heavy.
It's 116 pounds.
Wow. And you weigh 145.
Man. I weigh 150.
So it was like you was pushing your max.
Yes. Let's just say the shop vac is still in the basement.
Full
of water.
Yeah. You need me to go get it for you?
No. Well, I got – you know, I'm made of money, so I got people doing it for me.
You should have heard how we were told about your injury today. Rod Lakin made it like a very big thing. It's like, no push-ups today. And I was like, Rod, what are you talking about?
I was doing the push-ups.
No, I didn't know. And he's like, Rod – he's like, no
but
push-ups.
Wait a minute. How did everybody else know? And I don't even know. Like, seriously.
I thought you knew, actually.
I didn't know. No, I did know. I did know. So I get that's what you were about to do? You were about to spring it on me?
No, it was all about me and the push-ups. I don't care about you. I just need to prove
it. Well, Lakin was too busy trying to think of a name to call it the entire time, but without promoting
it. What is it, Puck It Up?
Well, we need alliteration, otherwise we can't.
Yes.
Yeah. I forget the bros thing.
That's all right. It won't work
up
next time.
I think it's
I
puck
be
up.
Ready. I'm
puck
about to go home with bros.
No, it's not puck up. It's, not,
it's puck it up, right?
Puck it up?
Is it puck it up?
That sounds
yeah, like it.
Mike said, yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of leaders in the station here.
Puck it up. Tug it up.
No, right. Dynamite.
Tucker?
Yeah.
All right, so one weekend in.
Phil's baseball.
Phil's 2-1, home opener today. Yeah. Schwarber back in leadoff spot. Are we all, what are we thinking with this leadoff situation? We want to.
Doesn't matter where you hit Schwarber at, man.
Well, just leave him leadoff is what they should do.
Nah.
Put Trey back in leadoff.
I'm not out on Trey just yet. I know he's a little excited, but I ain't out on
out on yet. Trey? Why be in on Trey?
Why be out on Trey?
I understand the concept.
It's not that good.
Hold on. The first game.
You talking about I understand the concept.
The first game
looks
good.
I get it. I mean, I like Schwarber too, but you got to change. Stain's got like, – you know just what it's
about. No, this is all about Trey, man. This is about getting Trey right.
It's trying. You got to change some
standing
things
ovation,
up,
move Schwarber out of the order. All these things to get the $300 million player right.
Are you going
to
wave a magic wand?
I tried.
What date?
Looks like Schwarber can hit in either spot.
That's
he's comfortable.
Well, I think he can. He'll just be himself wherever.
Sure. Okay. So then we got to try to get Trey right.
Right, but isn't it more important to have the leadoff spot productive? Like when Schwarber's there, I know it's productive.
Why don't we have the cleanup spot productive too? Why don't we have both?
Well, he did have a 3-run home run in the leadoff spot and a solo home run in the cleanup spot.
Well, that's not his fault.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't know who's going
to
be on base.
If Trey's leading off and doesn't get on base, he's not going to have 3-run home runs.
Give him a chance to get on base. Give him a chance to get on base.
You're already ready to bail on the Turner.
Oh, I didn't want to do it.
Oh, he didn't want him in the first. He didn't want him from the gate.
This is what happens when you put nerds like Giglio in charge of baseball. Yep. You get a 260-pound obvious cleanup hitter hitting leadoff.
He's 230.
We ain't had no personal attacks in a while.
I used to be 230. He's not 230.
Well, he's strong.
He's
did
not
you see him try to steal a base on opening day?
I did.
We did see that.
That didn't work, but he tried.
It didn't work.
And he tried to take an extra base Saturday. Didn't work.
Right, didn't work.
Yeah, we don't want to
try though.
The point is.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I get in trouble for waving at y'all, but y'all
it's
make
it.
It's
not the waving. It's not
no,
the waving.
No, but it's the speaking
it's
to
when
him.
You're talking to people and
but
we're on
because
the air.
He made it.
No,
make
I know.
It,
well,
he wanted to make sure he was noticed.
He wanted, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like,
you was distracted. We're like in a fishbowl.
No, I know,
so
but he did this the other day at our studio when someone walked by.
Because somebody walked by
saying hi.
They waving, dog. Yeah. You know how they come in the studio.
Sure.
And they wave. So I didn't want to be rude. And obviously, Buddy, he wasn't going to let me be rude. He kept waving.
Right.
Where are we at on the bracket of Hugh? I mean, is it?
Well, we paused. We got busy.
Okay.
We got busy.
Pause.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to continue.
Distracted Hugh should have been the leader because he's a strong candidate
now. Yeah, we see that one every day. All right. I know we're at the home open, but where are you guys at on the tush push? It sounds like tomorrow's the vote, and there is gaining momentum to ban it. No one wants to comment?
No, I'll jump out here. Listen, I'll be glad when they vote on this thing and we can be over with. I'm tired of hearing about this damn play.
But you're anti-tush push anyway.
Yeah, but no, here's the thing.
Well, he respects the game.
No, here's the thing. I don't think we actually need it. And I think complaining about it makes us sound soft, like we need a crutch.
But isn't the rest of the league soft for trying to ban a play?
Sure.
That's how I look at it.
Yes. Yeah. No, listen to me. Yes, they are. Philadelphia, listen to your boy. I understand it's a great advantage for us. If they keep it legal, we should run it till the cows come home. Doesn't mean I love the play, but it's not an illegal play. So as long as it's legal, the Eagles should run it or what have you. Here's what I'm saying. I don't care if they actually wind up banning it because I don't believe we need it. We don't need it as a crutch. We got the best offensive line coach in football. We got one of the top offensive lines in football. We put a premium on drafting talent in the trenches. We do a great job at the running back position. Not only do we have Saquon right now, we got an even bigger back with bigger quads, if that was even possible. We brought in A.J. Dillon to go along with our quarterback, who also squats 600 pounds. I mean, are we really fretting over getting a freaking yard with the amount of talent that we have to be able to run the ball? If they were to ban it, which I don't think they are, I'm saying I'm not sweating this, man. And I'm actually us complaining about them banning it makes us sound like we're soft, makes us sound like we need a crutch to lean on.
It's the principle.
And a tush push.
No, you know what the problem I have with it is? Yeah. It's the way they're trying to do it. Sean McDermott, to me, I'm disappointed. he sat there and talked about how, you know, he didn't want to do it because it puts his players in harm's way.
Yeah.
Hell, you ran it just as much as we did.
Sure.
This not – like, tell –
if with a bigger quarterback.
Yeah. If you want to ban it, be honest about why you want to ban it, because can't nobody stop it. Now, if you say that, Ike, I'm okay with that.
Right.
But all y'all out here brain wrestling and trying to dance around the fact that you can't do it, that's irritating to me. And you're just trying to ban it because it's a play that can't be stopped. Because you know just as well as I do, the NFL is a copycat league.
Yeah.
And if they're – like many times as our defense would get gassed on certain plays, other teams the next week would try to do the same thing. Kind of like the lefty pitching thing going on with us right now if they start lefty pitches. So it's one of those things where if you don't like to play because you can't stop the play – just be a man and say that.
Here's what I'll say also, though, about this. We do realize, I think some of us forget, this was a play that was banned. There was a time where you weren't allowed to push guys into the end zone. Mm-hmm. So they just made this legal within the last, what, 5 to 10 years, I believe it's been? So there, it means there was a time that it wasn't legal.
Yeah.
So they got through football all these years –
Without having
this be part of football. And then for whatever reason, they decide to make it okay to push the players into the end zone and give the Eagles credit for being the ones that could take advantage of that. I'm not going to discredit the Eagles for being good at it. All I'm saying is that I don't really care if they keep it or don't.
Either way, it don't make no difference.
It just feels ridiculous to ban something because one team's good at it.
And I
agree with you. It's not they'll survive. To me, it's like taking the bunt out of baseball. It doesn't happen very often. Some teams are better at it than others. Some teams use it more than others. But, like, why are we taking it away? Because the team's good at it. And the idea of the injury stuff, there's no data.
Well, that's
no
data. Yeah, there's nothing that supports that.
It's
nothing.
Just a lie. I mean, that's not why. They're getting rid of it because they don't like to play.
So I don't think it's going to get banned, but I will be interested to see how many votes are there.
I think it's going to be close.
Because if it's not this year, it could be next year that it does get banned.
I think it's going to be close. By the way, I thought Elliott did a good job this morning. He went right after Sean McDermott.
He did.
He was like really close
to
him, too.
Yeah.
Well, he wants to be inside of the
year. Sitting right next to him.
He's got to defend his crown.
I think that merits a back-to-back.
Well, we're early.
I know it's early.
It's a good start, though.
He's a doggy reporter.
We're at the beginning, though.
Yeah. I know he's a doggy reporter.
There's
though.
An argument to be made.
I rock with ESP, though, man. I rock with ESP because that's the kind of question. You held his feet to the fire, and you could hear him stuttering about it.
Yeah, the guy's been lying for 2 months about it.
I cannot wait to see it.
They should have fired him
thing on a
by
chain.
Now anyway. Sean McDermott should have been fired anyway.
So where are you on the tush push ban, Spike? I know you were.
I agree with you, but also I think Ike is wrong that the Eagles don't need it. If they didn't,
do need it.
Boom, roasted. Yes, you're wrong. The
end of show.
Well, if we didn't need it, why are we doing it so much? If we could get a yard without it, it might be a crutch.
Well, it's more efficient than doing other things.
Yes, I think
it's a crutch.
Whether we need it or not, I don't
Saquon
know.
Saquon couldn't get in the end zone from a 1 yard.
We're gonna give him more carries. He had like 500 anyway.
He's also not a great short yardage back.
Oh my goodness!
Well, he's not.
That's not the point.
Jalen's
a great short yardage back.
When somebody pushes him from behind. Yes, absolutely. I agree with you largely, Joe. I can't, and you as well, Hugh. I can't stand how they're going about it. They're just lying. They're lying and saying that it's about player injury. It's not about player injury. It's not about player safety. They're lying. And by the way, other teams have shown, even though Buffalo did it, they weren't nearly as good at it as the Eagles were. The Eagles eventually won't be able to do it anymore. Something will happen. Either they won't have Jalen anymore or they won't have the same offensive
line. Right, then what are we going to do?
And it'll just go away on its own.
Yeah, that's what,
You know, but I don't think you need to legislate your way out of it at this point. I think it's silly.
That's kind
of
lame.
I think the rest of the league should be embarrassed. And if they do ban it, they should be embarrassed. And by the way, Elliott's take that he wants it to be banned because then the Eagles will be famous for getting a play banned is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
So Elliott.
Yeah.
Why would anyone care about being famous?
Who knows?
Yeah, Elliott's good.
You got to respect him.
I do.
I'm never.
Sometimes Elliott has a take that I just like, I have to think about it so hard to understand why he would think that.
Right. What about the college athletes staying in college for as long as they want?
It's the worst one.
No, it's not. The betting on yourself as a player is still the worst.
But
all
the college
NIL
one
money,
is pretty bad. We're going to have 40-year-old guys in college.
Man, listen, with the NIL, I stay.
I mean, if you were allowed back, you'd go back
I'll go,
now.
I'll go back. Yeah. Well, at Central State, we got that. I got to go to Michigan State if I want some of that big-time NIL.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I opened his mouth. He know what it is.
Hey, man, that's the offensive players. I got nothing. next.
Don't give him more offensive ammunition here. Don't do that. Jack, where are you in the tush push?
Oh, I think they should ban it. I think if they just make it a quarterback sneak. That's all I want. I don't think you should be able to push from behind to get a first down. I know the Eagles are great at it, but just make it a traditional quarterback sneak and everyone's happy.
You just want to make it harder on Jalen.
Always. I'm going to get my own sweatshirt that says Truth Hurts.
There's no reason to ban it, though. There's no reason to ban it.
But it's just make it a regular quarterback sneak where you can't push him from behind. That's all I want.
There's Ava.
Ava the Saber.
Uh-oh.
If they banned bunting in baseball, what would you say?
Does a bunt convert at 90-plus percent? No, I mean, like, where they're always on first base?
But what if there was a player that did it or a team that did it?
And check this out. If they did ban bunting, how many people would care?
Well, but it's the same thing. The tush push is a 1 yard play. It shouldn't. They run it so little.
It's the timing of everything, man. And
everybody else runs it so little.
But when we
run it a lot.
Well, a lot for the Eagles, but they don't run it a lot. Like, how many times a game?
What do you mean they don't run it a lot?
We run it a lot, Joe.
They run it on
third and one, fourth and one, on the goal line, first and goal.
Anytime you need a first down.
I mean, poor Saquon tripped on the 1 yard like 11 times.
And how many times do you think they ran it last season? Like 100 times in 17, 18?
That's a lot.
That's a lot, Joe.
No, it isn't.
What do you mean
it's not a lot?
Guys,
who the hell runs 100 quarterback sneaks in a season?
They have 70
if
plays a game times 21 games.
If it ain't broke,
100 plays
it.
Is not a lot of their
Tom
offense.
Tom Brady for years was able to convert quarterback sneaks. He was one of the best.
He's the GOAT.
But look at Tom Brady.
Yeah, he ain't that big.
That's a real quarterback sneak.
He looks gaunt. As a matter of fact, now he looks a little
gaunt. Look at his legs.
But you didn't complain about that.
Because I respected that.
No, because it's
I don't respect the touch push.
1 yard with his offensive lineman not being pushed in. Donovan McNabb never needed a touch push.
You see his ass?
he might have been better if they.
You see Cam Newton? Cam Newton never needed.
He used to be out there dabbing. On foes.
Yeah. This guy's never needed a tush push.
We had a call earlier who was going back in the days. Like, Fran Tarkenton never needed a tush push.
I like that kind of caller. I like that kind of take.
Fran Tarkenton.
Which do we need to get out of the sport more, the torpedo bat or the tush push?
Torpedo bat.
There it is.
Well, torpedo bat's going to ruin the game. Tush push is not going to ruin
the game. Yeah, but can we have one year of fun with a torpedo bat and then we'll reevaluate?
No.
Yeah, I'm with the torpedo bat.
I tell you what, if those numbers, Eagles those television numbers go up with the torpedo bat,
I'm trying to get the world to
if torpedo bat comes back, what's it called? Spider attack?
We can't have spider attack.
No. Spider attack's got to come back.
What about juice balls? Right? You want the juice balls back?
No, I don't want juice balls.
But this is like juice in the balls, but with the bat.
Yeah, this is like juice balls with
the
bat.
This might be that.
Torpedo bat and spider attack. Everything's bad. Everybody gets to cheat.
And steroids.
Everybody gets to cheat for 1 year.
Get steroids back.
It's like the uncapped for year, uncapped year, but for cheating.
The year of cheating in baseball. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, on the other side, we'll try to count up how many yes votes we think the Eagles have. Because Sirianni seems to think they have all the ex-coaches that used to be here. Who's actually going to vote on the Eagles side tomorrow? The Phillies leading off starts at 2. And big game Dante is going to hop in for the national anthem, national anthem.
Give me some time, Joe. I need to get this read
Okay, I'll stall. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We're live today from the home opener as the Phillies get set to take on the Rockies.
Keep stalling, Joe.
Christopher Sanchez on the mound today.
Joe, you look great, by the way.
Oh, you like this sweatshirt?
Yeah. You look locked
in. The burgundy.
Hey, way to go. Way to go.
Yeah,
way
you
to go.
Ready or what?
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
My phone.
Almost there.
This guy's unbelievable.
This guy.
All right.
There it is.
There we go.
All right.
From upsets to buzzer beaters, get on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Bet the money line. You can bet spreads, deep tournament runs, and who you think will win it all. All tournament long, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.